If some of our longtime listeners think they've heard some of this before, you're right, you have, but not in this interview. Last fall, we profiled a world-traveling musical duo, Cameron and Christina, and Cameron told about being in a little village in, I think, Central America, and he went into a bar, and he had some drinks, and he talked to some people and made friends, and they said, oh, thank God you came in here. If you'd gone to that bar across the street, they would have killed you over there. And so he stayed there for a little while, and then he went to the bar across the street and had a drink or two and made some friends there. And they said, oh, thank God you came in here. If you'd gone to that bar across the street, they would have killed you.
I want to tell you, don't go to L.A., the people down there. Hello to our friends in L.A. Next story. This is partly a true story. I have to thank a theater director in Honolulu who told me about his experience as a chorus member in a dinner theater in a shopping mall. And, well, I don't want to tip the story, but we've changed the characters and the details, but the bizarre circumstance is true. And, in fact, years later, when we had created this piece and were performing it live, we got a note from an audience member who had been there that night at a shopping mall in Omaha and said, yes, this brought back memories.
But stories don't usually emerge full-fledged. It's like kids, you know, they're combinations of DNA from several sources. And that's true of this piece, too. We have a friend who does workshops, and people find them very transforming. And she's careful to tell them at the end that they need to be really choosy about the time and the place and the person to talk with about that experience.
Your snapshots start becoming the vacation trip, and people's reactions to your snapshots are finally what are your trip. So that kind of cross-pollinated with the original story. And I should also mention that every now and again on this series, I say nasty things about Omaha. I don't want to insult anybody in Omaha. It's just that I grew up there and I have to get it out of my system. Nothing personal. This piece is called Omaha.
The journey is the story you tell about it. Be mindful when you choose to tell it. Take care to whom you tell it. It will change as you hold it in your hands.
Let's see, 23B. I guess I'm here.
Guess you are. Need more space?
No, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Probably because I'm drunk. No, not really. Just pleasant. My flight was canceled, so I've been killing 3 hours.
Yeah, well, this weather.
Well, I should be used to it. I grew up in Omaha, left as fast as I could.
I can see why.
So you're not from here?
No, my mom remarried, moved out here.
So you're in New York?
Philadelphia. I fly into New York.
I did some work in Philadelphia.
Yeah, winter's there, too.
So you're here to visit your mom?
No, my mother passed away. I just came out last Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then I had to stay because of the blizzard. They couldn't do the burial.
It really came down. So, was this an expected thing?
No, it was pretty sudden. Oh, yeah, it was amazing, the blizzard. I've never seen anything like that. On the news, there were these people trapped in the shopping mall, spent the night.
Whole weekend. I was there.
What, in the mall?
Whole weekend, yes. Northridge Mall. Are we buckled?
Oh, we both had experiences in Omaha.
Let's hear it for Omaha, a primal experience. Actually, it was. 4L4R. 101R. So, you're probably wondering if I flew from New York to go shopping at Northridge Mall, and the answer is, of course, all the best people do. Okay. I'm an actress, professional actress.
All right.
And yes, you've probably seen me in something, and I guarantee you won't remember what, so enough said on that. And I don't go much outside New York, but I hadn't worked for a while, and I just had a breakup of a relationship.
Okay.
And so I needed a paycheck, so I was hired for a dinner theater tour. 4 theaters, 12 weeks of Neil Simon with mushroom dressing, one of those limbo experiences. Hotel, dressing room, ho-ho, yuck-yuck, clap-clap, dressing room, bar, hotel.
There must be some rewards.
Oh, yes? What?
I guess I was just saying that.
Here we go. I never like takeoffs. Okay. But the real icing on the cake, okay? The theater is in a shopping mall. Northridge Dinner Theater. It's horrible. They bus these people in, they eat, and they're sitting there once in a while. They chuckle, and somehow you think somebody's going to get up and try to change the channel.
I haven't really seen much theater.
It's a 3-week run. And Friday of the second week, I had evaluated my whole life and come up with a net deficit. I had had 2 distinct propositions from very attractive people and declined. I was as stale as the dinner rolls. You know, you play Neil Simon, you start to talk like that. I lay in the congealed sewage of the chicken a la king. So, there's a blizzard predicted. Great, some excitement. It starts to snow by 6. Small audience, a lot of cancellations. End of the show, somebody says, Myra, we're snowed in.
Myra?
Myra.
Steve. Jeff Stevens, actually, but people always call me Steve, never Jeff, just Steve.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. You probably have work to do. It's just that I really had an incredible experience in Omaha.
Oh, we got some weather.
Steve. No. No, I was going to say something clever. It's a habit, too many sitcoms. So, we were snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
Wind blew up drifts 6 feet deep. I mean, I thought, hey, people don't get trapped inside shopping malls. We're Americans. Turn around, people are just standing there. Muzak's still going. It's Day of the Dead.
I remember that movie.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. You got work to do.
No, not really. I should do some, actually.
What do you do?
I am a CPA.
Oh.
That's the usual response.
No, that's fine. I got a book. Did they serve food on this flight?
Snack pack.
All right.
You said something. You said it was an incredible experience or something for you.
Yeah. Well, yes, it was. I guess it restored my belief, I don't know, my belief in what's possible someday for people. Maybe. I wonder what that town is. Lights are beautiful. Well, okay. We stood around. There was a loudspeaker announcement. Attention, jumpers, Northridge Mall will close in 10 minutes. No, really? And somebody said, anybody have a radio? We could check the weather report. Well, weather report, guess what? It's snowing. So we stood there, waiting for the teacher to tell us what we do. And I think what happened, the music was turned off. They made an announcement that the roads were totally closed and we'd have to spend the night. And they could contact our loved ones by cell phone or smoke signals because the phone lines were down. Loved ones. But it was somebody's birthday, some little girl.
Huh.
Oh, no. The first thing was this guy came on the loudspeaker and he says, okay, let's see. Oh, hello, shoppers. Ooh, wow, I always wanted to say that. Hi, this is Randy at Penny's. I'm the assistant manager, and we don't want anybody to have a bad night. So you come to Home Furnishings. We have bedding, mattresses. You can make up your own little nest. And we did. And other stores brought stuff out. It was summer camp.
Wow, that's really something.
Well, later I found out this guy'd been fired, and he was leaving next week, so he didn't care what the hell happened. Oh, God, these bumps.
Oh, we ought to be climbing out of it.
Climbing out of my skin. Well, it was a strange night. Next morning, Saturday, Some little girl has a birthday, and she's sad because she'd been going to have a party. And it was so sad that this little girl felt bad because in this country, you're not supposed to be miserable until you're at least 15. Oh, I continue this endless monologue. I'm sorry. It's a long way down, and I was almost there. Oh, I get like this in winter. I have dreams.
That's seasonal affective disorder.
So, people started putting together this party for the little girl, and I thought about my daughter. She's grown now.
And my daughter's 19, son 17, dog 11.
Were you there when she died? Your mother?
No, it wasn't possible.
I'd want my daughter there. I want people very close now. I think doors opened. Well, it was beautiful. People really opened up. There was a ton of ice cream, and they turned on the fountains and let people play with the controls, the fountains and the lights. And then one of the cast said, oh, let's do the play. And I thought, oh, God, not that play. And so I said, no, let's do a talent show. And we did. And I went around recruiting people, and they'd all go, oh, no, I don't have any talent. And then I'd work on them. Hey, what would you do for a talent show?
I guess I could explain the principles of accelerated depreciation.
And I went up to this old lady. She'd been just sitting there, just... And I said, oh, hi, I hadn't asked you. Can you do something for the talent show? And she said, I just come down to the Rite Aid to get the pills. And I said, what? Sorry, what? To get the pills.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
In this very flat Nebraska voice. She said, I didn't go right to the Rite Aid, because I was afraid they might show I'd already filled the prescription. So I walked around and shopped for a pair of shoes. I'm here to get pills to kill myself, and I'm shopping for shoes.
Oh, you do that really well. You look...
I know, right, 20 years older. I could have gone to the Walgreens over on Farnham Street, and I'd have been back home by 9 p.m. and dead. Well, we're having a talent show. Would you like to do something? I don't have any talent. And all of a sudden I said, my mother committed suicide. She probably had a reason. I don't think she did. You get awful tired after a while. And we talked. She talked about her ex-husband and her son's ex-wife who wouldn't let her see her granddaughter, and her son never came to visit, and I told her my winter dreams. I think my mother would forgive me for telling a total lie. She's fat and happy in Florida.
You sort of followed your instinct.
And why don't we ever do that? She so much just needed to talk. And then I said, oh, hey, you've got to do something for the show. I'll bet you know a poem. Something they made you learn in school. I know one poem. And it was a great show. There was a kid with magic tricks and half of a barbershop quartet and a contest for the best chicken imitation, some songs, and a very large lady did a clog dance, and an old man did a dog act very seriously but without the dog. And we did a comedy improv. We asked what people were afraid of, and the little girl said she was afraid her daddy wouldn't remember to feed the dog. So we did a skit where the dog got hungry and ate up daddy. Oh, God. It's what theater is supposed to do. I don't know, bring people together, celebrate. And this old lady, we were just about to finish up, and she walks up. This is a poem I learned a long time ago. It's by, I don't know, Shakespeare, maybe. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with snow along the bough and stands along the woodland ride wearing white for Eastertide. Now, of my 80 years and 10, 20 will not come again and take from 70 springs a score that something more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room. About the woodlands I will go to see the cherry hung with snow. Well, I have a hunch you want to do some work.
I think I read that in school.
Anyway, that's my story. Next morning, they got the plows through and TV crews came in and questions like, oh, trapped 2 days in a shopping mall? How did that feel? Just like Omaha. People were glowing. It really opened something up, what people are all about. And what I want to do, I mean, like this, I never talk to strangers.
What happened to the old woman?
Oh, gee, I don't know. She was just glowing, I mean. And we said goodbye, and she said, oh, thank you. And it, I don't know, it just restored my belief in what can happen. It's possible. It really is possible. I don't even know her name.
Loretta Stevens.
I'm sorry, what?
Her name was Loretta Stevens. She was my mother. She called up my sister. On the way home, they stopped at the Walgreens to fill her prescription. Sunday night, she took the whole bottle and died. It's hard to find happy endings. I don't know. Maybe I just don't like to see women drunk. Maybe I feel guilty about my mother. We were never close. Or I just don't like people who go off on wild emotional tangents, all this new age crap. People had better grow up. I mean, obviously I made it up. My mother was in a nursing home and she died of a heart attack. I can't imagine she believed it. Suicide, come on.
The journey is the story you tell about it. Be mindful when you choose to tell it. Take care to whom you tell it. It will change in your hands.
That was Omaha, written and performed by Bishop and Fuller. You're listening to Hitchhiking Off the Map.